Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Welcome to Life Questions. Our question today is, what is God like? It's one thing to say you believe in God, it's another thing to tell me what God is like. If we were to sit down and have a chat together, I wonder how you would describe God, and what would be the basis of your assessment or your conclusion. You see, we're all very welcome to our own opinion, but maybe we don't have enough information to really make a true assessment as to what God is like, or to understand his personality or what type of a character God is. And you know, no matter how long we live, none of us would have enough time in life to travel the whole universe, to explore every aspect of the universe, to understand every detail. So could we come to an accurate conclusion about what God is like? That is, could we do it on our own? What if God revealed himself? What if God told us what he was like? I believe he has done. I believe the Bible is the most valuable document known to man. I believe that God has in his word revealed himself. And I'm going to use that as my basis today. If you'd like the discussion as to, you know, enter into a discussion as to why trust the Bible, maybe you'd like to go to my YouTube channel, Stephen G. Baker, Seek the Truth, and look at some of the stuff I've done on Is It Crazy to Trust the Bible? That might be something you'd want to do. But let's just work on the basis of the Bible is a document that I believe as a Christian and Christians accept is the Word of God that God has communicated to us. And so on that basis, God has given us a revelation of himself so that we might understand what he's like. So the Bible says a number of things about God. Number one, God is personal. He's not a thing. He's not just an influence. He's not a power. The Bible says he is the true God. He is the living God. He is the eternal King. He's not just a form of a superhuman being. He is divine. He is different. He's eternal. We'll look at some of those other features of God in a moment or two. God is one true God. The Bible says, I am the first and the last. Apart from me, there is no God. And yet God describes himself as being a God made up of three persons. One God, three persons. Now, many people reject that truth, and yet that truth sits plainly on the page of Scripture. And it talks about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God and the Father with all the same qualities of being eternal and all-knowing and all-powerful and having all the hallmarks of deity. In fact, the Bible talks about the glory of God the Father. It talks about the Word, Jesus Christ, was God, and it speaks about the Lord, who is the Spirit. God is a spirit. He hasn't got physical dimensions. The Bible says, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and that is the truth that's expressed in the Bible. God is not physical. He fills heaven and earth, and yet the amazing thing is, God's Son, Jesus, the name given to him at his birth, God the Son became a man and he took flesh so that we might see what God was like. God is eternal. He's no beginning of days nor end of life. He's everlasting. He's there before time. He'll be there after time. He's an eternal being. And God is independent. He does not need us, and yet in kindness and grace he has brought human beings into a fellowship, into a relationship with him, if we're prepared to deal with our sin through Jesus Christ. That's the problem. We don't know God, and we actually don't have a relationship with him because of sin. Sin has got in the way. So God is holy, but God is just. The Bible says he's majestic in holiness, he's awesome in glory, and he's purer of purer eyes than to look on iniquity. So that poses a problem for us, because if God is holy, we're not. And we have a problem there in relationship to God. The other facet of God's being is that he's just. So the fact that he's just means that he needs to deal with things properly and fairly and righteously. And he's perfect. You know, his knowledge is perfect. His complete understanding of everything. He's not just pure in his character, but he's complete. He's perfect. He's wholesome. Everything about God is perfect and right. And he's also sovereign. That means he has the right to do what he wants to do when he does it, however he wants to do things. The Bible says the Lord does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on the earth. And he's all-powerful. Now, he does not do evil because he chooses not to do evil, but God is all-powerful. And you say, well, why doesn't he prevent certain things? He has set in process, processes in place, and he allows there to be consequences to actions, and he doesn't micromanage human life. He gave us life and choice and ability. He created us in his image, and he taught us the consequences of breaking his law and sinning against him. Now bring this all together and you say, well, God's an awesome character and got a mighty God, and he's holy, so I can't get near him, and he's pure and he's perfect. So how does that work? Well, God sent his son Jesus Christ into our world, and he too was like God. He's holy, he's perfect, he's righteous, he's all-knowing, he's perfect in his knowledge, he's holy in his person. And he came and took human form for the very purpose of dying for us. He's the only one who can take the hand of God and the hand of man and bring us together, the only one who can bring salvation. So he is the saviour of the world as a result of his death, his burial and resurrection. And if you want to know God, you have to access God through his son. You have to come to God through Jesus Christ. We trust that you will do, and maybe listen to more recordings if you'd like some more information about these wonderful truths about God and his greatness. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.